Thank you, Bill, for this clarification on this informal document 24, ref 1. The floor is open for any questions to you. I don't see any questions. I think we are in agreement. Okay, then we take this this proposal on board, maybe for the next for a working document or in conjunction with the others. So it is not need to have a working document for this. We can take it on board with the others, but we will discuss this on Wednesday. If we could take this as well into that package, we'll see after we have discussed it on Wednesday. Or we need a working document, but the working document could be that we add it to a working document which we needed. So I have no clue now at the moment how to bring this into the package. But I see that that we have no comments, which is see that there is a kind of agreement that for this in-service conformity, which is the original in-service conformity in REC 83, which already exists. Don't make it this a mistake that it is RDE. It is not RDE in-service conformity. It's the manufacturer's in-service conformity of the Type 1 test, which is here mentioned. What is the obligation for the manufacturers to do so? I think that. That's my understanding, and it is still the case. I see no other remarks, so we are positive of this informal document. So we will say take that in the list, what to do with it on Wednesday. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Bill. And sorry about to skip to directly go to this document and not to the document what is on the calculation of the run-in factor. So I jump over that document. So I make there a mistake after the coffee break. Not a problem, but we have there 4 informal documents. One is, I think, a presentation on the calculation of the run-in factors of Regulation 154. We have informal documents GPE 86, 14, 15, and 16, and the presentation 28. So I give the floor to Oika to introduce these documents in the order you want to do it. Give the floor to Oika.